Chapter 2. Overhead Team. A highly trained quick response search and rescue management team that can respond to assist with search planning, coordination, and operations. The overhead team usually consists of a search manager and one or two assistants. Tuesday, April 11th, 3:06 p.m. Jennings Residence, Arlington, Virginia. When he opened the door and saw the agents, you could see it in his eyes. He wasn't going to let himself get caught. Meg took a sip of coffee and sighed in contentment, sinking back into her favorite old recliner. It had been a long day, from the early chase through the arrest to reams of follow-up paperwork, and finally to coming home to clean up her dog, who still wore the muddy remnants of a plunge into the creek followed by a sprint through a freshly plowed field.
Did the guy try to make a break for it?
Meg's sister Kara sat across from her, squeezing into one corner of the couch by a sprawled red brindle greyhound lying on his back against the cushions, all 4 feet in the air. The dog twitched in his sleep, one clawed foot raking lightly down Kara's bare arm. She rolled her eyes and gave the dog a gentle push.
Blink, for heaven's sake, stop poking at me.
Meg grinned at her younger sister. Separated by only 18 months, the girls were often mistaken for twins with their towering height. Nearly 6 feet was tall for a woman. Athletic builds, ice blue eyes, and long, straight black hair, a genetic gift from their paternal Irish grandmother.
You love him and you know it.
Kara rubbed one hand over the deeply concave belly, and the dog instantly quieted under her touch.
Big dumb lug, of course I love him.
The blue pit bull, curled over her feet to spill onto the carpet, raised her square head. Kara scratched her behind the ears.
You too, Saki, don't be jealous.
Saki settled back down with a loud, breezy sigh. Meg's gaze dropped to Hawk, fast asleep on his dog bed beside her chair, and then skipped up to her sister. It was moments like this that reminded her how lucky she was. A year earlier, realistic in the face of skyrocketing housing prices in the Washington, D.C. area, Kara had suggested they pool their resources and buy a house together in Arlington. Meg agreed, and the arrangement had worked.